Hello everyone, welcome to Disruption Works Chit Chat, talking about chatbots, voice development, and how technology can help overcome challenges and be deployed in your organization. Hello everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of Disruption Works Chit Chat with Tom and Steve. How are you doing, Tom, today? How's things?
I'm fine, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, not bad. It's getting really chilly over here now. We've got snow.
Oh, it's really cold here as well. Today we had snow, actually, and it's that kind of weather that you get cold directly, you know.
Yeah, really gets in quick. Yeah. Well, you've got to take your dog out, haven't you? So yeah, you have to leave the building.
Several to eight times a day, and now I'm freezing eight times a day. Very silly.
hot and cold. You don't know what's going on. Good grief. Right. Well,
but it's no weather for long distance walks. We take it easy, throw a ball, and then like 20-25 minutes, and we go inside again. And we do it a little bit more often, so to speak.
Yeah. I bet you do. Right. Well, Luke, thanks for joining us, Tom. And we're going to talk about probably a practical use case or something that we've had experience with. This maybe not something that people would have associated with voice bot usage. Which is doing knowledge checks and testing and professional kind of compliance verification that somebody understands the knowledge of training that they've had in-house. We have a lot of this with kind of compliance changes, so FCA regulations. There's loads of changes that people have to keep up to date with, but that whole testing process is very laborious, and also proving that somebody's gone through that testing is laborious as well.
And it requires a lot of personnel and staff and organization in order to test something. That's
great. Yeah, which is massive overhead, where we can automate a lot of that compliance testing.
Well,
if you have to bet people to go multi-site across the world, then this starts becoming a really expensive thing. Yeah. But if you can do something cross language and cross location by literally getting them to call, then that works okay. But I wanted to talk, because this is a project you worked on, and it's something, a very practical thing that we have a strong use case for. Explain a little bit more about how that works from the actual, the real thing, you know?
You take company X, doesn't matter what company X does, and the company X has a staff. Now, in economy or in the society, you have to deal with rules and regulations. And if those rules and regulations are adapted into a new world or into new legislation or whatever that might be, then your staff needs to adapt to that particular new rule set. And in many cases, they also need to sort of prove that they know what they're talking about. So they to get some kind of certificate. In order to maintain with their jobs. And the VoiceBot is, of course, a grandioso solution to take care of particular tests when it comes to additional training. So if you have a company that, for instance, needs to adjust to new rules that are set by the FCA, for instance, and they need to be able to work with those rules, maybe the company requires that those people working for the company are really up to date with those rules and want to give them a certificate in order to be able to have a trustworthy relation to their customers. And in this particular context, a voice bot comes in real handy.
So I've got, my wife works in law, and she has to do these on a regular basis. So she has to go to a course that will then update her on maybe, say, money laundering, or it'll be some sort of training that is to do with care or, client management or whatever it may be. Those things are usually, they started to become a bit remote. but they're not necessarily, because they have to prove that they've attended and they've been there and they understood the information. So they're usually tested on site and stuff like that. So those things are quite involved. And I think the biggest that you get as an organization, this becomes a logistical problem, because then to do that, you need a trainer that will go around all sites, or they'll go around, you know, do multiple events, which can be big events and expensive events and stuff like that. And that's the challenge.
Let's not forget that most of those moments when people are doing tests or trying to get a new certificate is 9 of 10 times done in writing, and that writing needs to be controlled as well. So it's very elaborate.
So then you start to be, somebody has to mark an examination. There's no automation in that process necessarily.
You have to produce a test, have put together a test, also not easy.
Absolutely. So we're proposing that the training is done by a central source. So it might be materials, it might be delivered via Teams, it might be delivered via something like that. So people will get the knowledge. A lot of video stuff going on at the moment. But it's the confirmation that that knowledge has been passed through and they understand and can regurgitate that knowledge back in the testing process, so in a verbal manner, especially if you're in an environment where you're offering advice and you need to stay compliant with your advice and, you know, with any changes and stuff like that.
Please think about this situation. Compare a test in writing with a verbal test. When you do a test in writing, you get a question and you write your answers, and that's what you go about. The nice aspect of working with a voice bot is when you do a verbal testing, you get a question and the caller can, or the client or the trainee needs to answer that question. And if the question is not totally complete, for instance, you could give the voice bot a additional set of question or an additional set of initiatives to say, well, this part of the question was right, but you're forgetting a detail. Think about it and try again. So you could sort of steer a test in a very positive way, also with feedback for that matter, which is, of course, very interactive and maybe a little bit nicer than just writing.
I suppose at that point, what you can do is you can go, yes, that's correct. And so let's go on to the next one as well. So if the voice bot is happy that it's matched the criteria that's been looked for, then it will do that. So we're using the natural language understanding of the voice bot to understand that that context is correct.
Yes, and also imagine that when you do a questionnaire, a voice bot asks you a question and you've studied your material and you answer the question. And when you answer the question correctly, the voice bot could say also something like, yes, very good. Let's move on to the next question. Or when you did not answer the right, or you did not give the right answer, maybe your voice was like, that was not totally right. Would you try to give it again? Or shall we move on to the next question? So direct feedback, which is also very interesting to think about.
And helps with the whole training process and actually makes the training much more effective. I suppose the bit that I particularly liked on this was the fact that when you're looking at this use case, you've also got the fact that you're totally compliant at this point, because you can prove definitively that that person has done the test and answered the questions correctly, because there's a transcript and recording of the test.
And you know, the beauty of it all is that when you have the transcripts and recordings, you can also sort of directly look at the results. And if the results are, let's say, sufficient, you pass the test and you can directly get those results, and all automated, instead of somebody getting a lot of things in writing and needs to control and needs to check and needs to give marks or whatever, which takes again a lot of time and a lot of it's elaborate again there, a lot of work and a lot of time. This whole testing could be fully automated and very interactive, so that gives a lot of added value actually.
And I suppose the big deal with that as well is that what we're talking about is not necessarily yes, no answers, because yes, no answers and multiple choice are fine. And you can, you know, you've got that kind of, you could do that in a form on a site or something like that. Yes. That's pretty easy. But what we're talking about is understanding an answer and getting in explaining in your own words what you think the answer to that particular verbal test is. That's the difference. And that's where the VoiceBot understands context and whether this is right or not, because it understands the language that's been used.
That's right. So, the whole thing about what you just tried to explain is when you're using your own words, trying to explain a sort of answer on a question, also deal with synonyms, synonyms of words that cover the content, but were spoken in an own language or in an own way, still covering the right answer. So that is the beauty of the VoiceBot, that you maybe not literally use certain words that were in your educational script or whatever, but you still cover the content with your own words. And there the VoiceBot still can compare words with synonyms and will be able to judge if the content was well described or not.
I understand. And that's, then you're just using the whole power of that. And that's like having a teacher in front of you doing that verbal testing. Or if you're in a training room and you're going, right, okay, Bob, explain to me what this is about. And they explain, they go, this is what I think it is. And you go, yeah, you've got that right. Or you've, no, not quite on that one. But this is what the answer is, really. And so that formal training environment is that. But we're replacing that with, here's your materials. Study that at your when you want to, within, you know, we've got to have this done by the end of the month or whatever it may be. You've got to have passed your test. And then once you're happy, you've got your materials, you can phone the bot and do your test. And it goes, okay, I suppose it'll do an ID check, so you know who it is, all that type of process. And then just goes through the process, you know, and just goes, yeah, here we go.
The experience is actually exactly the same compared to a situation where you had would had your teacher in front of you asking those questions. The beauty of it is that you don't need the teacher anymore. The teacher doesn't need to take thousands of exams or 500 exams of all the people in the company. You just have one voice bot. People can call it when they feel they're up to it, and they get a direct feedback or even support when they don't have the question totally right. And there you go. And it's all automated and saves so much time and so much money. So,
Well, that's it. And it's the way to go. We've done this in practice, so we know that this works for large organizations. I suppose the point is also that this can be multilingual as well. So yeah, you can do it in any language, you know.
Yeah, you can. The same base. You can translate the text. You can translate the test very, very quickly. Of course, you always have to control and maybe do some adaptations to certain languages. Of course, that's always the case. But to go from one language to another language goes very, very fast. And to be honest with you, also, you just mentioned that we did a couple of applications out there. The feedback we got so far is really, really positive. So people really like to do those tests in this way.
I suppose it's at their own time. They're not having to sit in front of it. We're in a class. A lot of people.
And again, it's conversational. It sort of appeals to their way of being a human and talking, and you get questions in your answer, and it's nothing robotic at it at all. It's really conversational. It's really like if you would do a real test with a real teacher in a real classroom, for instance.
We focused on this stuff that's kind of compliance based, but what other use cases do you think we can use this for? I mean, sales training and stuff like that. I suppose you could do anything.
Of course, sales training. It could be anything, as long as it's not really a practical thing. Like, suppose you're doing a sort of test when it comes to nursing, or when it comes to being a medical doctor. Of course, that is impossible to do when it comes. But when it comes to theoretical stuff,
pure
theoretical stuff. Or, for instance, the questions when you take your driver's license, theory driver's license, could even be automated there.
I suppose so. And I mean, you touched on the medical stuff. I'm sure there's loads of medical compliance and procedures that actually change all the time. You know, you can imagine that new procedures and new ways of working come through all the time. And that, you know, to disseminate that information and to test that, you know, your nursing staff have got that information across. I mean, yeah, take the NHS, the amount of staff that's got to go across, working all shifts, all different times of the day, trying to do that in a face-to-face manner or be definitive that knowledge has been transferred is going to be really tricky.
Well, think about people who sell real estate, what they need to know when it comes to regulations, something like that. Think about mortgage suppliers. Think about banking people. It's all subject to change all the time, isn't it?
No, absolutely. So it makes sense that training is on par for your people, you've got that.
Yeah, and I also would like to add something, Steve. If you have a certain framework of how to ask questions and how to react, or how to feedback on those questions, or how to automate the result of a test, once you have a framework that really works well, you can fill the framework with different questions all the time. So it's actually a win-win situation. Once you have a very good framework and company X wants to use this particular solution, you just fill in the questions and the answers, and the whole framework already covers the dynamics. So actually, it's a very fast and elegant solution.
Yeah, because again, on a podcast, we can't particularly demo the flow of how to make a voice bot using the platform we have, but it is super easy to it's what you see is what you get, so it's a WYSIWYG interface, so you can just literally add new stuff in there where you want to.
You know, why don't we just for fun next time we have the podcast, I will put together a little demo of how such an educational thing could look like, could sound like, and we'll do a live demo on the telephone when we do our podcast next time. I'll just prepare a little demo so you can hear how nice it would be just to interact with a test situation.
That would be quite interesting to hear. I'm sure people would love that. So I suppose that's where we're going to get with these podcasts, is doing the particular use case and covering that off. And this one is such a powerful one for organizations now that have a huge amount of remote working. They're still doing all the, you know, financial compliance, legal compliance, you know, the amount of companies that have to do legal and financial compliance is huge, and testing those people is nigh on impossible if you can't get you need to be confident that compliance is done.
Testing your staff is very elaborate. It's very very much work. It's expensive. It's not practical at all. And if you have this voice bot solution in place, I mean, hey, it saves money. It saves time. It's very, very easy to work with, very easy to implement.
And one of the big deals that kind of came out of the project was that if then somebody was claimed to be a non-compliant individual, so I don't know, somebody sold some financial financial product, and they said, well, surely this person didn't give the right advice or didn't understand the right advice. You've actually got a very definitive path to that person definitively. Nobody else can take that test. It's their voice. It's them taking it. They answered the questions correctly. So you know that person passed. It wasn't somebody else doing the test, using their computer or doing it on their behalf or any of that nonsense.
No.
You know, it's definitive. It's there. You've got this recording of Bob doing his test, and he's going, well, look, he answered all the questions right. So at that point in time, he knew exactly what he was doing.
And if Bob sounds like Janet, there's something wrong.
yeah,
And that's the control you have. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, and these things are huge for a company, really, because it means then if they are regulated, they have got the FCA breathing down their neck because they've had a non-compliance issue and they have been they've done something incorrectly via one of their members of the team, but that team has been trained to the best of their ability, then the company is pretty much off the hook in that regard because they did it. They can prove they did it. There was no loophole in this. And we've dug out Bob's recording and there it is. We are happy that Bob was trained and updated with the latest regulation and he passed his test. That's as much as a company can do. If Bob goes off and goes AWOL and starts doing all sorts of random stuff, The controls have still been there to try and stop him from doing that. Yeah. And that's it, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, the voice bot, I mean, it's all about certification. If you pass the test, you're certified. So that's the company's security that their staff is handling their processes in the right and correct way, in the legal way that is required at that moment in time. Yeah.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah. Well, look. Well, I think that's covered that, and that's really interesting. I'll be interested to hear the bot do it next time. But thanks for your time on that, Tom. I appreciate it, and I hope everybody found that useful. And look forward to speaking to you on the podcast next time around. Thanks very much.
Likewise. Okay. Thank you. You too.
Cheers.
Ciao.
Okay, so thanks everyone for joining us on the Disruption Works podcast. If you'd like to find any of the previous episodes or series, then just search Disruption Works Chit Chat on your favourite podcast platform. Next week, we'll be talking about chatbots, voice development and everything in between. So I hope you can join us then.